Hunt for the Wilder People. Wonderful film.
Fabulous. Little New Zealand film, which is doing really, really well. I'm assuming it's doing it well. It's been playing at our at the Palace
for a while.
Forever and ever.
It seems so. I haven't seen it, but I remember it showing up on TV like months ago about it coming out. And it's still playing.
It just keeps playing.
And they keep playing the little short warning about turning your phones.
Yes, they have this fabulous little snippet that they've been playing before all of the movies at their cinema, which basically, yeah, warns you to turn your phones off or heck, slit your throat. Basically.
A fairly straightforward plot.
Relatively. Kid in care gets sent to, you know, this farm that basically, Bella's going to be the foster mother for this bad kid from care.
Yeah.
And
the foster dad is a bit of a recluse.
Yep, Sam Neill, one of the only actual faces you'll recognise, largely unknown cast. Yep. And through various things, Heck and Ricky Baker, Heck is Sam Neill,
okay.
End up on the run through a pile of miscommunication.
A very funny sequence of events, one should add.
So they're being hunted by the entire population of New Zealand, kind of. It's one of those, you know, they've become, you know, the outlaws you want to be kind of thing.
And there is a very fine outlawish ending.
There is a very fine, yes, that's very true. Yes. It's fabulous.
With Ricky driving. Oh, dear.
What, 14 in the movie?
15, yes.
14, something like that.
Yeah. And the army are out with tanks and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, the army are out with... Yeah. It's kind of excessive overreaction to certain things, especially by the welfare worker. She's a little dodgy.
Yeah, she wants more power than she actually has.
It's fabulous. As I said, largely unknown cast, apart from Sam Neill, about the only one you might recognise is Rhys Darby, who's a comedian. He's Psycho Sam. He's very entertaining as well. It's lovely.
And it's beautifully filmed because you're looking at the wilds of New Zealand.
Yep.
And it's just beautiful countryside.
Possibly the same bits they filmed every one of the Lord of the Rings movies in, but just a little bit.
Less orcs.
Less orcs.
But it does have an elf.
It does have an elf?
No, it was Hugo Weaving. Damn, I can't even keep track of my elves anymore. All right, fine. Samuel was not in. He was a dinosaur guy, wasn't he?
He was a dinosaur guy, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
I don't think there are any similarities in cast that I can see between Lord of the Rings. Basically, everybody who wasn't in Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit is in Hunt of the Wilder People.
Wasn't he in Riley, Ace of Spies?
He was. Samuel, yes.
Mm. He was also Samuel.
Well, he's very...
And he also appeared in Peaky Blinders.
I haven't seen that yet, so I don't know.
As the police sergeant.
You know, Sam Neill has a very large career and has had for some years, but he also goes back to New Zealand and does little films occasionally, which is one, isn't it?
This is a gem of a film. Mm. It's beautifully shot, lovely story, very, very funny, and yet quite sad at times too. Mm. But overall, it's an optimistic film, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody should go and see it. It's fabulous.
You won't regret it, and the time just goes. You just go, wow.
And it's nothing like any Hollywood movie you will ever have seen. It's a little independent New Zealand movie. If you watch independent sort of New Zealand TV or anything, it's a similar kind of humour.
The director was the same one who did The Four Vampires Sharing a Flat, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was him.
So,
I think he'd also done some of The Flight of the Conchords, which is the same. You know, The Flight of the Conchords guys
were
in.
The Flight of the Conchords.
We're in the movie about the vampires, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. I can picture the cover and poster for that one, but no, I'm not doing any good at all remembering anything more.
Yeah. Look, great film, very, very funny, beautiful countryside, and a gem of a script, I think.
Yep. Fabulous movie. Go and see Hunt for the Wilder People. It's excellent. Unless you'll find out who the Wilder People are as well.